Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start with Afghanistan. Development over there. It's just been revealed. Everybody wondered, how did that many Americans and Afghan commandos and interpreters get out, even after the Taliban had overrun Kabul? How did that happen? It turns out, believe it or not, and I didn't know this, there's a secret CIA base in Kabul, just outside of the airport. And the Americans and the Taliban, I don't know if they knew about it. Maybe they turned a blind eye, but the commandos, the interpreters were funneled there, and then they were loaded on planes at the airport through this CIA base. But unfortunately, there's one family, at least, that didn't get loaded on. You may remember in a prior show, I told you that for some reason, the El Cajon, California School Board and School District thought it would be a neat idea to take a class trip to Afghanistan as it was falling. They thought that would be a neat idea. You know, it was a war zone. They shouldn't have done it. And quite frankly, they shouldn't have been let in. They shouldn't have been let in. What are there, commercial flights? You take a flight from LaGuardia or JFK Airport in New York, and you go to Kabul and get out and walk around with a camera around your neck, your phone or whatever. Come on. 16 adults and 20 middle schoolers and early high school went there. They went there. We got most of them out, but here is a development. It was down to 7 families left. In other words, of the 16 adults, obviously, these were parents of the kids that went. I don't know what they were thinking, but they did it. They went. 6 of the 7 families got out. They're either back in San Diego right now, or they're on their way. They're on the way. They're in the United States, or I think 1 or 2 of them may be on the way, but in safe countries like in Europe. But there's one family that didn't get out. One family, including, I'll tell you what, 3 people, including an 8th grader, actually 3 students. So it's a family with 3 students, including an 8th grader, didn't get out. Now, in some of the reports, they were talking about that this was a family that had emigrated to the United States. It may very well be, because a lot of the Americans that are still there, and they estimate 100 or 150, whatever it is, were essentially native Afghans who had dual citizenship. And they elected to stay even after 19 warnings since March to get out, because maybe they had grandparents there, maybe they grew up there, they got American citizenship somehow, they got a green card, but they're still Americans and they have to be gotten out. This particular family that's left there, I do not know for sure if they essentially were dual citizenship people. In other words, were comfortable in the culture, and at least it wouldn't be as if you or I suddenly got thrown in the middle of Kabul walking around and the Taliban spotted us. But it'll get out that they're Americans, and they will be used as a bargaining chip. Now, what do we do? The State Department has indicated it's going to use diplomatic pressure to get them out, because they've got to be gotten out. What kind of diplomatic pressure? Well, through Islamic states like Qatar, Islamic states like Turkey, and others that have influence over there. The Ruskies and the Chinese are not going to help us at all. And the Taliban aren't stupid. They know that if they abuse or execute these people, they are going to be in serious trouble. On the other hand, we're not going to start another war just to get out one family who ignored 19 warnings to get out, and they went anyway. But having said that, it's not an eighth grader's fault. It's not students' fault. Going forward, you know, there is a service, what's called Action Adventures. You can Google Action Adventures. And they will fly you in to war zones if you think that it would be a neat thing. Some war zones would be off limits, but not all of them. It's very, very dangerous, very stupid, just to get a rush like that. So stand by. We'll see what happens. All but one family has gotten out, but one family is one family too many, including three students, one of them an eighth grader, still in Kabul. And they can only hide for so long. So stay tuned. That is the situation over there. I'll tell you, we're going to go to Texas, and this is amazing to me. Texas has just passed a law called constitutional carry. I mean, we've all talked about the abortion law that says you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks, even if you didn't know you were pregnant. And violation of Roe v. Wade, U.S. Supreme Court decided 5-4 not to stay it pending the litigation. And that was wrong. But now they have constitutional carry. You don't need a permit or you don't need training. You can walk down the street with a long gun and it can be open carry. Iowa, Tennessee, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming all have the same form of permitless carry or some form of permitless carry. In more than 40 states, people can carry loaded semi-automatic weapons without a license or training. The idea being that it's not a handgun, so you walk around with what? It looks like a submachine gun. Some, like California and D.C., won't permit it at all. Some, like Massachusetts, Minnesota, and New Jersey, require permits. The problem with Texas, Texas is also the state that has partisan poll watchers, and there's a law that says you can't stop them from coming to the polls. There will be Republican thugs showing up, just like they did in Florida in the year 2000. And they can open carry with semi-automatic weapons. And most people don't know the difference looking at it between a semi-automatic and a fully automatic, like a submachine gun. And a semi-automatic can pump off a huge number of rounds anyway. They're going to go up to people in line, elderly women, immigrants, and others, and yell at them and say, "You sure you want to vote? You have a criminal conviction? Are you registered?" You do that to an 80-year-old woman or somebody who has just become a citizen and his English isn't very good. You say that to somebody with a misdemeanor conviction, he can vote. You have a criminal conviction, any conviction, therefore lying implicitly in the question. This is violence at the polls. And if they push back or yell back, the cops will be in on it down there. They'll arrest the guy in line. And if there's a shoving match, the thugs will beat the guy in line. This is Belarus. This is Russia. This isn't the United States. They have become a police state down there. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Happy Friday to you. Texas is getting to be a good place to be from. Austin's pretty cool, but you go down there, you can't vote or there's voter restrictions. Everybody has a gun, which is dangerous because some people have guns that don't know anything about them. Because they haven't been trained. And they're going to restrict abortions completely. So I guess this is what the Republican Party has become. Thugs, liars. It's just, I'm going to move on to something else because it does work me up to see the way that some of these states are going. So I'm going to move on to climate, and this is where the Republicans really missed the boat If you've watched any TV in the last several days, you've watched Tennessee be flooded. You've watched Louisiana just about wiped off the board. The infrastructure wasn't that good to begin with. In Wisconsin, we tend to have more underground power and things like that. And to Wisconsin's credit, most of the power grid is in pretty good shape. When you look at Louisiana there, a lot of these towers are went down, and I don't know, it's going to take some time to fix them. And then you go up the East Coast and you look at the destruction there. I won't get too carried away here, but the destruction there and flooding, we weren't prepared for this stuff. And that's the Republicans' fault. They don't want to.
It is, and it's climate change. We're coming onto a break, Paul. I want to hit a lot of what you just said because you set the stage for a lot of discussion today. I'm just going to hit climate change quick. You're absolutely right. Take a look what's going on. The West Coast is burning, the East Coast is flooded. People think that this has nothing to do with climate change. They're crazy. It has something to do with climate change. I mean, we can do some things. Obviously, there are shifts in weather over millennia, but that's the way it is. But we're going to a break, Paul. I want to thank you for calling in. You raised a couple of other things that I'm going to hit right after the break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.